And
were you still going to law school?
Yeah, I was. Yes, I was. I was finishing law school. I finished law school in January of 43, and was my last. Really, I was about to begin my last semester. Well, Dick and I came to the parting of the ways very shortly after I went to work for him. And so I went to work for Barney Youngblood in the Registered Deeds Office in September of 1942. I might say that our son Hayes was born in August of 1940. And our daughter Katie was due in November of 1942. And I worked for Barney Youngblood for a very short time, and then I got an opportunity to go with the law firm as a law clerk before I finished. Went to work for the law firm of Leitner, Crawford, Sweeney, Dodd, and Mayer, which was a...
How do you spell Leitner?
L-I-G-H-T-N-E-R. Uh-huh. Clarence Leitner was a very prominent lawyer. He was dead at this point, but I never met him. But the firm was a well-regarded firm. I think there were 8 of us all told in the firm when I went there. And at that point, it was regarded as a mid-sized law firm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the big law firms maybe had 15 people in them. That was in... I went to work for them starting in November of 1942.
Just before your graduation?
Right? Yes. And I was graduated in January of 43. Wrote the bar in the spring of 43. And... I was admitted to practice in the spring of 43. I stayed with that law firm until 1947. And then I left and I went into practice alone. I rented an office from, I shared an office with John J. Sloan, who was a very well-regarded lawyer in Detroit. Fine man.
S-L-O-A-N, Sloan?
S-L-O-A-N, John J. Sloan. He and Tom Chalk had been partners for years, and they had split up, and John had his own office, and Tom Chalk had his own office. But I went with John, and I stayed with John Sloan in Detroit until 1955, when we had moved to Birmingham in the meantime. In 1944, we moved to Birmingham from Detroit. And in 1955, I went into partnership with Cass Wilson and Carl Ingraham. And Cass died the first year we were together. And Carl and I stayed together for a year or so, and we weren't really going any place together, and so we both split up. And
he wound up being a judge.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Carl was in the 48th District Court here until he retired. And
now, prior to this time, though, you had begun activities that would lead you to your judicial career. Had you not? Had you not? In the, for example, taken part in the Williams recounts and that sort of thing that got your feet wet and...
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was when? Did you get into both of those, 50 and 52? And did you make a lot of acquaintances and friends within the party that you would bump shoulders with later on? Or?
Oh, sure. Sure. Actually, that's where I met Tom Downs, and Sam Ostro was...
O-S-T-R-O-W?
O-S-T-R-O-W, Samuel B. Ostro, fine guy, good lawyer. he had worked in Raymond Starr's office when Raymond Starr was the Attorney General. He and John Brennan were in charge of the Attorney General's office, which at that time was, of course, much smaller than it is now. But and Sam Ostro was really in charge of the recount. And Sam asked me to help out, and I did. I just dumped my practice and went to work full-time on the recount.